Okay. If you guys can see me, give me the, tell me, I don't know, this is the weirdest deal. Rumble has a new connection. This is so weird. It's always something. It's always something. Can you guys see me? Are you hearing me? Are you seeing me? I'm sorry, this is so weird. Okay, I think it finally clicked on. Oh my goodness, this was outrageous. Okay, this one I don't think was my fault. Anyway, Rumble they've now finally made a connection with our live stream service. Before I was having to do a custom one, and so now it's like, hey, you know, we now have this, you know, where we work, you know, have a direct connection, and so the custom one wasn't working. I hope that makes sense. Either way, okay. Looks like we're good to go. Okay, you know what I want to do? Because everyone, thank you for being so patient. Everybody, this is, I don't know who was watching. I was trying so hard to get it to work. I was like, I don't even know what to do. Okay, I'm just going to give everybody, here's on Telegram, here's our new connection. If I can get the keyboard to work, the new connection to the live stream. So then we can get started to the live stream. All right, so yeah, this takes a lot of brain power. It really does. Okay, so there you go. Hopefully everything is going to be A-okay, and you guys we're not going to have any more problems. But yeah, that was weird, and I really think it's because of this new cool thing, which is, it is cool that they're having their own link, because I always have to go and get all these codes to put in, but it caused the other one not to work, the custom one not to work. Does that make any sense? Anyway, I think that's what happened. Anyway, all right, so I want to just check and make sure that Facebook is working and X is working. Okay, it does say I'm live over there. So those poor people are probably like, what in the heck is going on? It says it's live. All right, let me just refresh that. So if those of you who are watching over there, thank you for being so patient. It was a lot of glitchiness going on. All right, it looks like we're good. Y'all ready to start? Let's do it. Let's do this thing. Okay, I got to get to the right place. Yeah, somebody said, I think H. Clay was like, I can hear you. You could hear my keyboard. And then somebody's like, I see you. Ah, that was a wild deal. Let's get started.
Sound the trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
All right, here we go. We're doing this thing. I don't even know. I was like ready to just go punt. And here we are. I'm so glad we're together because I just love that we get a chance to chat with each other. I know you guys love interacting with each other and just, you know, feel this camaraderie. And it's really great that we can. I'm so glad that it worked out. I was ready to go. You know, after 30 minutes, oh, praise the Lord, we got started. Okay, so much to tell you guys. Let's get started. For those who are new, my website is freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. I'm going to pop the screenshot up there so you can see this is our website. We have tons of resources for you if you want to find out how this is biblical. It makes me so happy. I hear from people all the time who say that they ask the Lord, you know, what is happening biblically, and the Lord directed them to our channel, and just makes me so happy that they are, have gotten some the great information, the great truth that the Lord has put on my heart to share. So I'm very, very thankful. Those of you who are new, might not know, I've written some bestseller books about end times. I didn't even realize that the truth about end times, the Lord awakened me. And so I'm so thankful to be able to awaken others. But this is the Decode of Revelation. And here's Major Clues from Minor Prophets. That's where we are finding out what the prophets were trying to tell us about this great day that we are experiencing, and it's clear as a bell now, and also how we're actually living out the Bible stories that we've heard all of our lives. These are 17 of them. It's just an amazing, amazing day. All right, so what I wanted you guys to know is, last night, President Trump had the governor's ball, and it was beautiful. I posted some on the social media today. Again, if you're not familiar with where all of our goodies are, right here on freedomforce.live, you've got the social media right here, so you can stay tuned with everything that we're doing right here, all the social media. And continue to share like your hair's on fire. So much information that is going out. It's hard to keep up, but I always try to keep you informed of all the great things that are happening. But last night, President Trump had this governor's ball, and so beautiful. Look at this. I just wish I could be there. It's so beautiful. Everything is just gorgeous at this White House. And then they put on this beautiful event. So all of a sudden, I was, you know, listening and following along, and along comes these wonderful singers singing from Les Miserables. If you're not familiar with that movie, I really encourage you to go find it. If you're searching it, it looks like Les Miserables. Okay. That's what it looks like in French. It's Les Miserables, LesMiserables, like miserables, right? But anyway, you've got to watch the movie. You've just got to watch the movie. It's just so, so good. And my favorite song is Do You Hear the People Sing? And so at the beginning of the musical, you hear the main song, and then at the end you hear the reprise. And so they are singing actually the reprise. And so before I'm going to play the song, I want you to understand what the words are. So the first thing is the first part, when they at the beginning of the movie they sing the song, the words, do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of angry men. It's the music of the people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Isn't that beautiful? Do you hear the people singing the song of angry men? It is so awesome. It's just an amazing song. And I'm not going to play that one because I want you to hear. They're like, we're not going to be slaves again. We're going to fight and fight, right? And so here is, though, at the end of the movie, and you hear the people sing this different words, and this is what they are singing last night. I know this is something that President Trump requested himself. It says, do you hear the people sing lost in the valley of the night? It is the music of a people who are climbing to the light. Oh, for the wretched of the earth, there is a flame that never dies. Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that beautiful words? Listen to this. They will live again in freedom in the garden of the Lord. We will walk behind the plowshare. We will put away the sword. Look at that. This is what the song is talking about. This is what they're singing in the White House last night. Living again in freedom in the garden of the Lord. Are y'all hearing this? This is the golden age. So I'm so glad we got a chance to get this thing working today, because I was like not going knowing if I was going to get, I was, if ever that happens again, hopefully it will never happen again, but if it ever happens again, know that I'll record and then I'll upload it like we, you know, do. But I just love having a chat. I get to watch what you guys are saying. But yeah, we are, you know, we're going to walk in the garden of the Lord, the millennial kingdom of Christ on earth. That's what it's talking about. And that's what they're singing last night in the White House. We will walk behind the plowshare and we will put away the sword. We will beat our swords into plowshares, right? And their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not rise against nation, neither will they train for war anymore. That's what they're singing in the White House last night. The chain will be broken and all men will have their reward. Will you join in our crusade? Will you be strong and stand with me? Somewhere beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see? Say, do you hear the distant drums? It is the future that we bring when tomorrow comes. Will you join in our crusade? Will you be strong and stand with me? Somewhere beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see? Okay, but it also says, at the end, it says when tomorrow comes. But there's another piece of it that I didn't get copied on here. It's like the little tag on the end of the reprise. And I want you to hear that because it's just so beautiful. Let me see if I can find that the exact words at the very end. And you're going to hear it when you hear the song. At the very end, it says, tomorrow, okay, the time is now, the day is here, something like that. I don't know exactly how they sing it. Tomorrow we will discover what our God in heaven has in store. One more dawn, one more day, and one day more. I don't know exactly how they sing it, but something like that. Okay, now I'm going to let you hear them sing it because they know actually how the tune goes. All right, so check this out. I want you to hear this, words. Because they have some, just some things that they're singing that are like part of the play. And then at the very end, they're going to sing this part, like I was just telling you, tomorrow, the time is now, the day is here, that tomorrow we'll discover what our God in heaven has in store. Because it might be hard for you to understand the words on here. But anyway, one more dawn, one more day, one day more. Check it out. That's beautiful, beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that awesome, you guys? I'm so excited that that was what was being sung at the White House last night at the governor's ball. So, you know, we know what is happening. And there's our wonderful president listening. Oh my goodness. I shouldn't even do this because it just... You guys, do you understand what we're seeing, what we're witnessing? And there's beautiful Melania right here. Oh, I wish I could have been there to sing that song with them. I would put on that little outfit right there and I'd go right up to President Trump and sing it right to him. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful words. I loved the Do You Hear the People Sing, but I didn't remember the reprise. The reprise is the victory. It's the day, and it's, you know, what our Lord has in store. Oh, this is what we're witnessing. Yeah. I'm just saying, I was right. I've been saying it for 7 years. So very, very exciting. Isn't that exciting? All right. So don't forget, hit the like and subscribe and share and tell people that, yeah, we always have something exciting going on at the Freedom Force Battalion. You never know how it's all going to go, but we always have good news. It's always good news. And we're not fear mongering. We're always telling good news. And unfortunately, I think you get more clicks when people are, when it's bad news than when it's good news. But I'm going to still keep telling the good news because our Lord Jesus told us to tell the good news of the kingdom. And I wanted you to hear this also. This is from Psalm chapter 8, this beautiful psalm. Let me see, where do I put me? Psalm chapter 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of your enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. How about that? Isn't this awesome? It is the Lord has ordained strength because of the enemies to silence them, to still them, to destroy them. Did y'all hear this? Did y'all know that's what it's talking about in this Psalm 8? When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, that's what we do here. We look at the sun, moon, and stars. The Lord gave us these signs in the heavens, so we know this is the great day of the Lord. If you scroll down on freedomforce.live, you'll see this beautiful sign of the Son of Man that we researched, and we found out this was a message from the Lord. This is the day, as it says in Revelation 12, 1 and 2, this is the great day of the Lord, the kickoff to the great day of the Lord. When I consider these things, I know, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? Who are we? Who are we that the Lord would visit us? I can't talk about this. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry, and I can't mess up my makeup and all that. But who are we? Who are you and I that the Lord would speak to us and he would visit us and he would tell us these things? Who are we that the Lord would awaken us and have us in his mighty battle? Who are we that we get to see his kingdom come? All these things that he's rolling out in front of us and getting brighter and brighter and brighter. One day we'll discover all the Lord has in store. How are we so blessed of the Lord? What is man that you are mindful of him? You know, and the Son of Man that you visit him. For you have made him a little lower than the angels and has crowned him with glory and honor. The Lord has crowned you and crowned me with glory and honor. And I really think it's a hearkening back to this beautiful sign in the heavens about the crown. I just had the video we did yesterday. If you haven't seen the video we did yesterday about the sign of the Son of Man, please go and watch it because it's really important. It really helps you to know and have complete confidence this is the great day of the Lord. And that's what's so great is that she's receiving this crown. The beautiful sign in the heavens is where she is receiving this crown. And when we're birthing this kingdom, the crown is that we will rule and reign on earth. This is what it's talking about. This sign is a beautiful sign of the crowning of God's people to rule and reign on earth, finally. And look at what it says here in verse 6. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, like the moon is under her feet, right? We talked about that. So this in that sign, let me go back to it and show you again. Remember, this moon is under her feet. We will rule and reign on earth. And we, the Lord made us to have dominion over all the works of his hands. He made us for that. He made us to take, the meek will inherit the earth. He made us to take dominion. All the sheep and the oxen, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that beautiful? This is what we're witnessing. This is what we are having it happen. And everything I'm going to show you today that is happening, that is the Trump clues, the things that he is saying, it's all rolling out before our eyes that we're taking dominion of this earth finally. Finally, finally. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, Lord. Okay, don't forget to hit the like button. You guys, don't forget to do that. Please, thank you so much for doing that. All right, so let's get started. This is where, It was a Black History Month celebration, and President Trump was saying, "Y'all want me to run again?" And that was all they needed to hear. They were like, "Four more years." Check it out.
"Should I run again? You tell me." There's your controversy right there. There's your controversy. You'll be seeing that. You're gonna see that tonight, Tim, on television.
I love it. I love it. Okay, not four more years. 4,000 more years. Okay. All right. So now this was awesome because, okay, this is President Trump and he's getting really angry. He's the angry Trump on this one. Isn't that awesome? You're going to love this. He is just like, "I was so mad." And that's how we feel. We've been so mad about what's been going on for the past 4 years. It's just been like a communist revolution, a communist coup takeover. And we are the real coup to take back our country. Check this out.
"Our country and taking over our country. I'll tell you, I had 4 years. I don't know if you had this. I couldn't stand it." "Don't get angry. Donald, don't get angry, please. I couldn't stand it. Watching these people come in from jails and mental institutions and the worst criminals in the street, gang members being dropped off in buses and bussed into our country. I couldn't stand it. So I said, I'm going to run for president again." And now we don't.
Isn't that great? I got to play it again for you because that's awesome.
"I couldn't stand it." "Don't get angry. Donald, don't get angry, please. I couldn't stand it."
"I couldn't stand it." We couldn't either, President Trump. And we're so thankful that you ran because nobody else could do what you're doing. There's just nobody else. I just thought that was so great. Wasn't that? Yeah, he's just awesome. He's just amazing. All right, so now President Trump is calling out all these criminals. And so I want you to hear this. And so what he's going to do, and of course he's talking about how his parents are like, "How could this happen? How could our son be treated so bad?
How the hell did this happen to my boy? This was his..." "No, I was under investigation at a far greater level than Al Capone or anybody else, probably in the history of our country. These people are sick. They're sick. They're bad people. I ended Joe Biden's weaponization as soon as I got in. I said, I'm going to hit him with the same stuff. But I ended his whole weaponization of our government and removed his handpicked radical left Marxist prosecutors from the Department of Justice. I was so happy to do that. They weaponized government. They weaponized government. I pardoned hundreds and hundreds of Biden's political prisoners, including Christians, pro-life activists, and the J6 hostages who were treated terribly for years. We even got rid of people like Pete Buttigieg, who did the worst job of anybody in the history of transportation. What a bunch of losers. I revoked the security clearances of Anthony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, John Brennan, James Clapper, and every non-patriot who lied to cover up Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. We took away their security clearances. And they're not allowed to enter any government building either. I also revoked Joe Biden's security clearances, the Biden crime family security clearances, and they'll no longer be allowed to access state secrets while selling themselves all around the world. Oh, well. Now, these were bad people. These were bad people. And I do that because this should never be allowed to happen again. What happened to me in this administration? What happened on J6?
Okay, so what's so strange to us is why in the heck would any of these people, once they're no longer in these positions of power, why would they keep their security clearance anyway? That's just so odd to us. I just, you know, when you work at a job and you no longer work at that company, you don't keep your credentials. It's so stupid. And so they're just in shock. How dare he, that he would take away the security clearances. Just Yeah, because then they won't know when cash is coming for them. I'm going to talk about cash here in just a little bit. They won't know. They won't know when it's coming. All right, so then he also removed the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They admitted to participating in a huge meeting with the military leaders to undermine Trump in undercover this undercover video that was a James O'Keefe video. And so now those Joint Chiefs of Staff are gone. I think it's five of them, and they're gone. It's like they were working together to undermine President Trump. You're gone. And that's when he put in Raising Cain as the head of the the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So that's awesome. So this is where it's, you know, this has a real life result when you have someone like what James O'Keefe is doing, exposing all these things, and that we are sharing all these things, then okay, then they're gone, if that's how they're going to play. So that was just amazing. So I'm so, it's all this is happening. It's, you know, it was so funny because I'm going to get to where Elon's talking about, you know, put in an email about how, what you got accomplished at five things you accomplished last week. President Trump gets, you know, 100 things done every day. I mean, he is setting the pace. Talk about the pace car at the Daytona 500 we saw last week. He sets the pace every day that we, it's, and you know what I love? I love that it's cool now to do a good job. It is not, you know, it's been cool to be a loser. It's been cool to be, you know, someone who doesn't get work done and just do little of nothing and get away with, you know, doing wrong. No more. It's cool to be a patriot. It's cool to get work done. It's cool to fight for your country. He's made it cool. It's really, I love it because, yeah, we've got to make America great again. And if everybody's doing nothing, then it's not going to be great. It just won't be great. We are going to be great again, and everybody's going to be working at their full potential. And if someone who doesn't want to do that, then they can go get another job or do something else. All right, did y'all see this? This person, okay, before I'm going to play this is the person that President Trump is talking to. I'm going to tell you what he said. This is the female, supposedly, governor of Maine. And so President Trump is going to tell, don't tell me I don't have that clip. Don't tell me I don't have that clip. Oh, maybe this is it. Okay, here's the clip where President Trump is telling this governor of Maine how it's going to be. Right in front of God and everybody. Everybody's listening, and they're here. He's not going to play. He's not going to be like, oh, we'll just talk about this in private. No, you're going to just reject federal law. I'm going to call you out in front of everybody. And it's been all over the media too.
Maine. Is the Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Here.
Are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That's your.
Oh, my goodness. That little smart, Alex, snarky little attitude. I'll see you in court. And everybody's like, what is going on with this person? And it makes more sense when you see what that person looks like. But check out the rest of what President Trump said.
It'd be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics. Every state has a responsibility to comply with Title IX. They have an obligation, a legal obligation. And we'll be enforcing aggressively, and we're going to be protecting our citizens. We're going to protect. So just to...
Okay, so this is the thing. Once you see this person's picture and then you hear what President Trump said about this person, then you realize what's going on, because this governor does not want to comply with the federal guidelines that Title IX, where you get federal funding, it means that the men cannot play in women's sports. Very, very simple. But look at what President Trump did. This is, I don't know when this was, a while back, President Trump called this governor, he. Check it out.
Trump referred to Governor Mills as he or him at least six times in that call.
Whatever is going on with him, radical left governor, So that's the plan already. He wants to resettle 75,000 migrants into Maine. That's only because they told him to do so. He's weak and ineffective. And they told him to do so, and he's saying, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, I will do it.
Okay. So President Trump is calling her a he. There you go. He's just, you know, he says we have two genders. We have male and female, and we're going to call it as we see it. We're not going to play their little game anymore where we're going to call this person who's clearly a man, we're not going to call him a her. Not doing it. President Trump's not doing it. And so there you go. If you're wanting to know how you're supposed to react when people are trying to fool everybody, this is what you do. You're like, I'm not playing this. Now, there's some times when you're like, it looks like I'm suspicious. I don't know. But in cases where this is clear, this is a man trying to make us think that he's a woman and think, you know, and also trying to use his authority to allow men and boys to play in women's and girls' sports. And President Trump's not having it. He's not having any of this perversion. And my husband's like, why do they do this? And the problem is people who are regular people who are not perverted can't imagine. But the thing is, they're trying to normalize this. They're trying to normalize this perversion. They're trying to normalize that there's, men dressing as women and that men can be with girl in women's locker rooms and all is, they're trying to normalize this and bash you if you ever call it out and make, you know, say this is the, like, what was it, ChatGPT was saying the worst thing in the world that you could ever do was to call, you know, misgender someone. I mean, worse than nuclear war. I mean, it was outrageous. They're trying to make it like that so that, let's just say if they were brought up on charges, then the people would not have the moral standing to be able to call this out and hold these people to an account for their crimes against children or against women. So this is how they do it to try to pull down the moral authority and muddy the waters between the genders so they can't be held to an account for their crimes. That's the point. That's what they're trying to get. Yeah, not even a woman, though. This is a man, and President Trump said it's a man, and there you go. You're a man. Everybody knows you're a man, and, you know, take off the, you know, dress like a man, right? So even in God's word, it talks about not doing this. It's the perversion of trying to make yourself look like something that you're not. And so, but again, the reason he's put into this position, I'm calling him a he is put in this position as governor is because he will promote this perversion, all these perverted laws, and President Trump's not having it, and neither are we. All right, now, first thing my husband said this morning when he woke up was like, when do we get to go see Fort Knox? This is going to be so great. I'm sure that President Trump, the media genius, is going to make sure that we all, you know, get all excited about it. It's going to be like the Super Bowl, going to the Fort Knox. It's going to be, remember how Geraldo Rivera, you know, blew this up and like, oh yeah, we're going to go and open this ancient vault or whatever it was. That's 20 years ago, whatever it was. It's going to be something like that. He asked yesterday, do we want to go? We're like, yes, we want to go and see the gold. And so this is maybe one of the things that will spur an awakening for the people. Like, they've lied to us, you know, because right now, I mean, some people are hearing about all the things that Elon is finding. But I think when people say, hey, the gold is missing out of Fort Knox, everybody's going to be talking about that. So trust me, President Trump knows. He knows the gold is gone. He's known this for a long, long time. He would not be doing this. Remember how Geraldo, they opened it and it was a big nothing burger. But on this, President Trump knows beforehand. He's not going to promote something and have us all go to Fort Knox if the gold is there. He wouldn't do that. That'd be dumb. He knows way ahead of time before he plays these Trump cards. Check it out.
We are also going to Fort Knox. I'm going to go with Elon. And would anybody like to join us? Because we want to see if the gold is still there. We want to see. Wouldn't that be terrible? We open up this Fort Knox. It's just solid granite that's 5 feet thick. the front door, you need six musclemen to open it up. I don't even think they have windows. Wouldn't that be terrible if we opened it up and there was no gold there? So we're going to open those doors. We're going to take a look. And if there's 27 tons of gold, we'll be very happy. I don't know how the hell we're going to measure it, but that's okay. We want to see lots of nice, beautiful, shiny gold in Fort Knox. Don't be totally surprised. We open the door. We'll say, there's nothing here. They stole this too. Now, we have a very corrupt group of people in this country.
There you go. So we'll see, you know, how this rolls out. I don't, you know, hopefully it'll be soon. I know we're all ready for this to be soon, but it's going to be, trust me on this, it's going to be perfect timing, and it's going to be done in such a way that it's going to awaken the most people. So that's, we'll just stay tuned on that. So get ready. And Ron Paul said that it's, even if the gold is, were there, which no one believes it is, but anyway, even if the gold were there, that doesn't mean that it's not collateralized. You know, that it's not really actually owned by someone else and being used just as a storage vault for someone else who owns it anyway. But I'm sure, you know, it's gone. You know, there's just no way he's going to do this if it's not gone. All right, so let's talk about this. He's talking about the autism that we didn't have this. We didn't, y'all are probably all, you know, in my age bracket, we didn't have any of this when we were growing up, and now it's 1 in 36. Check it out.
And to make America healthy again, we confirm Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Great guy. We need him. We need him. You know, there's a number on autism, as an example, with children, autism. And you go back 15 years, it was from 10 to 20,000. You had like 1 in 10 to 20,000. Some say 10, some say 20, but it was in that vicinity. That's a big vicinity. Now it's 1 in 36 babies have autism. 1 in 36. Think of it. It was 1 in probably 20,000 people. Now it's 1 in 36. There's something wrong. Something's wrong. And Bobby is going to find it. Working with Dr. Oz, by the way. Working with Dr. Oz.
Yes. And then he also said this.
So there's something wrong. There's something wrong. We've done something wrong. There's something you're going to figure it out. Maybe it's a spray that we spray all over the place that nobody else does. Other countries. So there's something wrong.
You think he's talking about chemtrails? You know, this is going to stop. Whatever is, and I think it's multiple things, but they would not keep. It's very expensive, and it possibly was being done out of USAID. All this Chemronics had just a lot of money all over the world for chemtrails, we think. Anyway, who knows? But bottom line, it's going to be stopped because it's, you know, all of the things that they've done, whether it's the dyes, you know, everything that we've been talking about on our channel and with RFK, they've done this to dumb everyone down. And they thought that we would never wake up and, you know, some people didn't. Haven't yet, even still, but we have, because we found strength in the Lord our God. This is what the Bible says, that the Lord has awakened us. They were trying to keep us as the betas, like in the Brave New World movie. There's the alphas, the people who are the winners, and then there's the betas that they're just basically the slaves. And as that song said, we'll not be slaves again. We will not. We're not going to be slaves again. All right. So yeah. Thank you, President Trump, for bringing out this spraying. What else could he be talking about? He's talking about chemtrails. Gotta be. All right, so here's where... Oh, my goodness, they're so mad about this. The email to federal employees from Elon Musk's team asking them what they've accomplished last week has been sent. Failure to reply by Monday at 11:59 p.m., which is noon, will be considered a resignation. What did you do last week? Reply to this email with approximately 5 bullets of what you've accomplished last week and CC your manager. Don't send classified information or links or attachments. So this is awesome. This is awesome. We are going to actually get something accomplished in this world. And it's, oh, don't tell me I don't have this. Let me see if I'm, okay. So this is what he said. Okay. I don't remember the movie Office Space. It's like that. What do you actually do here? If y'all haven't seen that movie, it's really funny.
What would you say you do here?
What would you say you do here? And then they actually have it on the movie, the episode of The Office. They have the guy where this girl's coming in and asking what she does, and he's like, why would you ask what I do? I don't know what I do. It's just like, no private company could exist if they played like this. You know, this is ridiculous, of course. So no company could do this. So he's saying that a lot of these people are actually dead people. It's fraudulent. It's not that they're actually going in there and working and he's really putting the screws to them. He says, in some cases, we believe non-existent people or the identities of dead people are being used to collect paychecks. In other words, it's outright fraud. Of course, this is not controversial to find out that you actually did some work. But he says, if someone does not reply, then they'll figure out, oh, it's a dead person. It must be a dead person. And they'll say, well, there must be a resignation. The reason this matters is that the significant number of people who are supposed to be working for the government are doing so little work, and they're not even checking their email. And if they're dead or if they don't respond, we'll consider that as a resignation. That's all we, you know, that's what we needed to know. We'll go ahead and mark them off that they didn't reply. That'll probably wipe out 10% of them. You know, if they can't respond to an email, then they have to go. So that's, yeah. And oh my goodness, the anger, the indignation over this. This is not controversial. This is not. This takes 2 minutes. Everyone should be able to tell their boss what they accomplished last week. All right, so here's where he's just taking, you know, saving all this money. This is where he's talking about this Doge dividend. Have you guys seen this? You know, big money coming. Not big, you know, $5,000. That works for me, right? Oh, goodness, that's a little bit loud. Let me turn it down just a tiny bit. Yeah, check it out.
Right. Let's talk about these Doge dividend checks that everybody's talking about this week. And I know you tweeted out that you were going to... Does everybody want like a $5,000 check in the mail? It sounds kind of good, right? And the best part about it would be knowing where it came from. That's $5,000 that you sent them last year.
Totally. It's money that's taken away from things that are destructive to the country and from organizations that hate you to you. That's awesome.
Have you talked to
I mean, that's like
president?
Glorious. That's like
the best.
The spoils of battle, you know?
Spoils of battle. I like that. Is there traction on that?
Yeah. I talked to the president. He's supportive of that. And so it sounds like, you know, that's something we're going to do.
Yep.
So as we're finding savings, that's going to translate directly to reductions in tax. So.
Yeah.
Yay. Awesome. Go. So get ready and we'll see. Now, did you guys see where Milei, the president of Argentina, gave Elon a chainsaw? And so this is so, this is so cringy, but I love it because, you know, Elon is just, he's autistic. He admits that he's autistic and he's awkward, and that's great. You know? So he's it's really funny. At the end, he's like, rawr. So funny.
This is the chainsaw for bureaucracy. Chainsaw.
I love it. That was was awesome. That was so fun. It's just, I just never expected it to be like this. It's just, it's much more fun than I thought it was going to be. Yeah, it was cringy, but it was fun. It was really fun. And he's just, he's autistic. He's just kind of awkward. And he's, yeah, but I just love it. All right, now I'm going to play you a little clip of Jake Lang, who is a January 6th survivor from this, I don't even know, like 1,300 days in prison. Just outrageous. And so I want you to hear from him. I played on the social media, the live stream of him being actually kicked out of CPAC, and it was very strange. And so some people are, you know, I just want you to hear from him. This was actually what he posted days before, and I want you to hear it because he sounds like such, after all that he's been through, just sounds like such a great guy. Check it out.
Look at this smile, deep state. You guys tried to lock me up for 20 years, but you were unsuccessful. And look at this, a free man smiling, rolling in God's grace, rolling in the joy of the Lord, set free, liberated, not in your gulags any longer. How does it feel to have failed? How does it feel to have been defeated by the Make America Great Again Patriots? Go crawl back into the hole you came out of and never rear your ugly head again in America. The deep state better be running because the Jan Sixers are coming for you.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. So that was awesome. And I was really disappointed that he was kicked out. And I haven't found anything that really explains what happened. I've heard that they thought it was bad optics. And because several, it was not just him being kicked out. It was several of them. Enrique Tarrio, Stuart Rhodes, Dominic Pizzola, Big O Barnett. They were all kicked out. It wasn't just him. And I've shown videos on my social media of that. And it's disappointing. And even, let's just say, if he did something that was rude, which I didn't see anything on the videos that I watched that was rude or that was against the rules. Can you work with the man? It looks bad. I'm just saying it looks very, 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 very bad. So I want you to see what he said here. You failed miserably. Exactly 4 years ago, I was unconditionally pardoned by President Trump after 1,467 days as a January 6th political prisoner. Without ever having a trial, I was set free from the Washington, D.C. jail at 8 p.m. January 21st, 2025. 4 years and 6 days, I survived by God's grace alone. They wanted us to decay for 20 years inside squalid, dark prison cells. They wanted us to silently submit to their tyrannical oppression. They wanted to make January 6ers the symbol of the American right and then publicly break us for the world to see. They assumed all contingencies were covered and that they would torture the January 6ers into utter resignation. They believed our fellow countrymen would grow dejected seeing the January 6ers broken and compromised. They couldn't have been more wrong. The January 6ers stood firm and never yielded. Amazing. I hope y'all saw the video I posted yesterday where they put in these horrible conditions with no water, no food, in solitary for months on end. Unbelievable. And they said the only reason they survived was their connection with the Lord. The Lord was with them. The Lord himself was with them in this, their very difficult position. The January 6ers they stood firm and they never yielded. The American Patriots waxed strong and encouraged by the boldness of the January 6ers, took back this country at the 2024 ballot box with the largest Republican mandate in 100 plus years. And now we're out, free men to whom God has prepared a glorious table for us before the faces of our enemies. How does it feel, DC swamp? We crawled out of the slimy tentacled grip, your slimy tentacled grip, unscathed and ready to usher in the next American golden age. Thank you, Jesus, for moving Trump's heart and saving your children. There you go. President Trump was very, very brave to release them after all this propaganda on the mainstream media. And it appears that CPAC did not have that same courage. I don't understand what exactly happened. They had said they could have the booth, $2,500 that they paid for the booth. They paid for 22 tickets for people to come in. And all of a sudden, the whole thing blew up. And there's just not been any explanation of what happened that says satisfied me. And so they actually left these ones who were kicked out and they went over to someone's home nearby. And here they go, of course, singing the national anthem.
Can you see by the early light what's so bright? stars through the perilous night. For the ramparts he watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave through to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
amazing. All right, so yeah, that was really I guess they're going to USA.
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 Amazing. Yes, just standing strong still. Really beautiful. And so the deep state calculated wrong on these great people, these great patriots. It really, in my opinion, backfired on them, because not only are these, does it not prove that we are what they said, it proves that we are great, great patriots. So anyone who's trying to badmouth them, that's the wrong move. All right, so now let's go on to, yes, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our country. And thank you, Lord. Yes, it does wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave. All right, so this is a little clip. I don't know if you guys heard of the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, before the fires. And I want you to hear this because it's very, very odd. And she's saying that something's going to happen, like the fires, and that they'll know soon. And that she says, you'll have to kind of read between the lines and just, you'll know soon. You tell me what you think in the comments. What do you think that she's talking about in this video? And this, actually, she's on the phone with someone. It's an audio and talking with someone, and somehow they got the audio.
In terms of my trip, just so you know, I'm missing 2 work days. That's it. And if President Biden extends me an invitation, I took it. And hopefully you can read in between the lines. But I would just appreciate, and it's hard for me to tell you.
Okay, so Biden gave this invitation. So basically, Biden is saying to get out of town. He's given her an invitation. He's wanting her to leave town. Okay, but that's not the main thing. Check this out. She said, it's hard for me to tell you this, but hold tight.
Yes, but hold tight. You will understand soon. The situation is very dangerous, and I would never do. I will take the criticism before I do a publicity stunt. And frankly, a press conference at this point in time would just be publicity.
I think the neighbors, property owners,
and
the residents. I mean, 41,000 people live within a square mile here.
Yeah.
Two families share a one-bedroom apartment.
But they want to hear that something is going to be done.
They want to know it's recognized. Recognized.
Exactly. But if I have a choice between that and compromising something, I just have to go along with it. It's not my area of expertise. I want to make sure that you are safe. And hopefully you can read in between the lines. But I would just appreciate and it's hard for me to tell you this, but hold tight. You will understand soon.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And when I am able to talk, I will be happy to go into great detail.
Okay. And you've got me on the street, and you're welcome to call me at any time. I'll call you right back.
No problem. And just in terms of my trip, just so you know, I'm missing 2 work days.
Okay. So this is an OMG source. Got the copy of this audio. Isn't this odd? It really does sound like she knew what was coming and that she was getting out of town before that. And she knew she was going to take the heat, but it was allowing this terrible thing to happen in Los Angeles.
No problem. And just in terms of my trip, just so you know, I'm missing 2 work days. That's it. And if President Biden extends me an invitation, I took it.
There you go. There you go. That was a wild deal. Something, and then I don't know if she knows this video is out there, and that was the reason that she fired the police, the fire chief. She just fired the fire chief. So, you know, that's, justice is coming. Justice is coming. Cash Patel is in office now, and President Trump is in office, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, and the people who've done these crimes against the people of Los Angeles or wherever are going to be held to an account. So everybody get ready. Get ready. And Cash, let's go ahead and start talking about Cash. He said that something's going to happen like this weekend. They're working this weekend. He's not like taking the weekend off. He's been chomping at the bit for a long, long time, and they are not stopping at all. He actually put out a post today saying that if they heard anything from, not OMB, some government, anyway, some they've got so many acronyms. So if they had heard from someone to give information about their job status or whatever, he says to not worry about that. He says, we will take care of our own house cleaning, basically. They don't need anyone else to go in and do the house cleaning. The FBI will take care of their own house cleaning. Okay, so this is where Cash Patel is talking at, this is where he's talking about the Epstein documents, okay? Check this out. This is what he said. Oh, I don't have the date on this one. It's been a while back.
Back to DOJ and FBI, we still don't have all the lists, all the FISAs, all of the stuff they did to 275,000 Americans illegally in 1 year. Put that out there. I'm not saying put in the recipe on how to do it. We can keep the hood on the engine, but we can show the American people how they violated our rights. And to me, what you said is the most important, restoring trust.
Yes.
In our agencies and departments. That the way to do that is not to get a pinata and just punch him mercilessly and hoping for some bubble gum to pop out. The way to do that is to literally give the American people the truth. And that's what they feared about Donald Trump. He's going to come in there and maybe give him the Epstein list and maybe give him the P. Diddy list. You know, he's going to come up there and maybe do all these things, and they are terrified.
Yeah, I believe that's part of the reason why Jimmy Kimmel was crying last night on his program. But also, I believe that this is something that the American public desperately want. And most importantly, this is how you restore honor and how you restore trust. Now, many may not know, some will, that you are personally responsible for the research on the Russiagate collusion. Everything we know about Russiagate, and we know maybe like less than half of what really happened with Russiagate, Cash Patel is the one who found it out with Devin Nunes. So, Cash, you have an excellent pedigree in rooting out the truth. Will we get the full Diddy list? Will we get Epstein? Will we get JFK? Will we get the rest of what happened with Russia collusion?
That's what I want. That's what I want as me, as an American citizen. That's what I want in terms of achieving that restoration of respect for government in D.C. that's been gone for like 50, 60 years. Right. I had said on the campaign trail when I was on the Team Trump bus tour or surrogate somewhere, I said America has a chance to retire the dynastic families that have rained down corruption in Washington, D.C. on November 5th. You could have.
OK, did y'all hear that? He's going to destroy the dynastic families. Okay, we're talking about the Bushes and the Clintons and the Soros and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the all these big names who have been running Shifty Schiff, because Schiff has a big name behind him. It's just not about him. He's got a long family history. we're destroying this these dynastic families. That's what he just said. I'm going to play it again. And also, did you see, I mean, he was saying about the Diddy. You know, the Diddy and the Epstein and the Russia, all this. He wants this to come out, and so do we. Check it out.
Rained down corruption in Washington, D.C. on November 5th. Paint trail, when I was on the Team Trump bus tour or surrogate somewhere, I said, America has a chance to retire the dynastic families that have rained down corruption in Washington, D.C. on November 5th. You could have retired the Bushes, the Cheneys, the Clintons, and the Obamas. And you know what, Benny? For the first time, I get to say they did. And part of that mandate yes. that they deliver to Donald Trump is simply they want the truth.
Yes.
And I don't know why it has been – well, I do know why. But I believe and hope President Trump is going to go in there and just be a vehicle, a conveyor belt for the truth, and just put it out nonstop. Yes. Agriculture Department, education, labor, all of it, everywhere. And Congress is going to play such a critical role in these oversight investigations. Just think of what you can accomplish if you have a director or a secretary who actually works with a Republican chairman or chairwoman on oversight. It's incredible, not just for corruption revelation purposes, but to see how we actually budget and stop lighting your money on fire.
Amen. Praise the Lord. There you go. That is our new FBI director. Here he was making this amazing promise when he took the oath of office to be our FBI director. And so check out the promise.
I promise you the following. There will be accountability within the FBI and outside of the FBI. And we will do it through rigorous constitutional oversight starting this weekend.
Yeah. Okay. Starting this weekend. He's working right now because there's no time to waste. None at all. So here's where he said he ordered a major deployment of the FBI agents. Did you see this? About 1,000 agents from the Bureau's Washington, D.C. headquarters will be moved to field offices nationwide. 500 will go to Huntsville, Alabama. Today is his first day in office, and he's already added that was something Cash promised, by the way. So, yeah, these people are already, they're not going to be in this huge, gigantic behemoth office in Washington, D.C., where they're using their time to investigate private citizens who are just doing their job, being good citizens, people who are praying at abortion clinics and that type of thing. No. The FBI is not going to be used for that. They're going to stop the real bad guys all over the country. And if they don't want to do that, then they can go get a different job. But that is what their job is going to be. He's deployed about 1,000 so far, and it's going to be more. Some people are going to probably just say they're going to quit. They don't want to do that job. Well, that's fine. Do it. You know, go do something else, because you're not going. That's not what the FBI is going to be about ever again. Praise the Lord. All right. So here's where he's talking about Adam Schiff is the worst criminal in Congress. Check this out. This is our FBI director.
Adam Schiff.
Oh goodness. I keep making it small, louder and a little quieter. Check this out.
Is the worst criminal in Congress in the last 250 years. Adam Schiff went to the podium day after day after day saying, I know nothing about this. We're not going to discuss it. We're going to protect it. And then he, Adam Schiff, led the prosecution of the impeachment trial in the Senate of President Donald Trump. Talk about someone who was conflicted out of the game because he was part of the hoax that brought Charmella in, manufactured that false accusation, and then peddled it out to the world, and he continued, you know, not surprising, he's lied about almost everything in his life, but now he lied just to set up a presidential impeachment. And that's what I was talking about, these disinformation campaigns. He should be investigated because he lied to the world about his interactions with Charmella, who is a whistleblower, and I can't stress it enough, that started a presidential impeachment.
Okay, so you might think, oh, well, but he got a pardon. Well, pardon schmarden. Pardons don't cover if someone committed treason, okay? All bets are off if it rises to that level of treason. So just hold on tight, because these people will not skate. They will not skate justice. Now, as someone was asking, well, why are these people being sent out? I'm sure those 1,000 are the good guys. He knows who's naughty. He knows who's nice. He knows the ones that he can send out who will do a good job all over the country and investigating real crime, the real the cartels and those, you know, true criminal organizations in our country. And so he knows. He's not sending out the baddies. He's sending out the goodies. Okay. All right. So this is the list of the Jeffrey Epstein logs. That's, you know, if those, someone was asking the other day, what is this all about? Well, you know, to catch up, basically, they were using this island as a place where they would do all these crimes against children and just very, very evil things. And on this island, there were different levels that you would go down, and each level was one more horror, worse than the other horror that you just seen. And so there's so much mayhem and death and evil and satanic. It's just, I'm not even going to go into it. Just trust me, it was evil. Baal worship and all that. So the wonderful military cleaned this out years ago. Epstein was arrested. They have all the videos on this, but people are like, they will never see justice because it's, you know, who's going to ever hold them accountable? Well, President Trump will, and Cash Patel will, and all these great people that, you know, Pam Bondi, we will hold them accountable. But these are the logs of the flight log of who went down there. And so you see, I don't know if you can see how it's kind of little on the screen. They've got Alec Baldwin, Anderson Cooper, Anthony Weiner, Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders, Beyonce Knowles, Bill Clinton, David Koch, Ed Buck, Jim Carrey, Joe Biden, John Cusack, John Legend, John Podesta, Joey Bayer, on and on and on. It goes Oprah, all these. So that's why they are panicking. So thank you so much, Lord, that this is happening. Okay, I think there was one thing. Did I forget to mention? Okay, I did that one and that one. Okay, I think that's it. All right, so now this is our wonderful Secretary Lutnick. He is now the Secretary of Commerce, and he's going to help make America wealthy again. And he loves President Trump. Listen to what he says about President Trump.
So, first, I'd like to thank you, President Trump. It is the greatest honor to work for you, to be with you, to carry your name, your leadership, and your flag throughout the world. The press has no idea who the gentleman to my left is. They portray him in all sorts of ways, but I know him as the smartest, most thoughtful, and most intuitive person I've ever met. And it's amazing to be in this room and to work for him. I have to my right my friend J.D. Vance, who was kind enough even to introduce me to the Senate, and he gave me the greatest compliment. He called me a good dude. So I have really the most wonderful family. I have my wife, Al.
Okay, I just wanted you to see that. You know, can you imagine getting to work for President Trump? I'm so jealous. I'm so happy for them. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Ukraine, because this is some hot news off the press. Okay, Zelensky said the $100 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine was a grant, not a loan. Remember how he was saying, oh, just give us money, we pay you back. Remember how he was saying that? Not now. He's saying it was a grant, not a loan. We don't recognize Ukraine's $500 billion debt to the U.S. We don't. $500 billion. A half a trillion dollars. Zelensky said, well, I don't even recognize $100 billion. We agreed with Biden that it was a grant, not a debt. He also said he would immediately quit. And there's so much proof that these people have gone and bought villas and vineyards and just on and on it goes. You know, it's just so much of it. It's just ended up in the corrupt Ukraine people's hands. The ones at the top, of course. He would immediately quit as Ukraine's president if in exchange for a country gaining NATO membership. Well, that's not going to happen. So, you know, you got to quit anyway. And President Trump posted that he's a dictator. And so here's where Nick Sorter put out, yes, he is a dictator, and here are some of the reasons why. He signed a bill in 2022 expanding his authority to censor and control journalists and media outlets. That's a dictator. He threatened journalists with conscription if they were caught investigating alleged corruption. Dictator. Zelensky in his sixth year of his five-year term. Why? Because he suspended elections. Dictator. He suspended the election knowing he'd get crushed with his piss-poor poll numbers, which are down 40 points since the beginning of the war. Dictator. Zelensky has banned Ukraine's largest church, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church of the Moscow Patriarchate, whatever, accusing them of being tied to Russia. He is a dictator. And that's what President Trump had just posted the other day when he came out saying that, you know, he wasn't going to pay any of this back. Well, President Trump, I'm going to show you here's a clip where he's saying, we're working out a deal now that we're going to get paid back in rare earth metals and in you know, various assets that Ukraine has. We're not going to just send all of our money over there and not get paid back. Not happening. Check it out.
To striking a minerals deal.
I think we're pretty close. Yeah, I think they want it and they feel good about it, and it's a significant. It's a big deal. But they want it, and it keeps us in that country, and they're very happy about it. But it's we get our money back. This should have been signed long before we went in. This should have been signed by Biden, but Biden didn't know too much about what he was doing. The war should have never happened, number one. When it did happen, it could have been settled the first week or 2 weeks. After that, it got bad. It got really bad. But it should have been. It should have never happened. And it should have been settled, and it could have been settled very easily at the beginning.
Okay, so I will talk about that in a second. But Secretary of the Treasury Bessette was on Maria Bartiromo this morning, and he said something to the effect that this and this deal with Ukraine, that we will have investments, because I don't think they have, you know, $500 billion in cash, so that we will have the first right of refusal on mineral rights. If they're going to sell the minerals to someone else, like China or whatever, that we'll have, that we can buy it ourselves, and they don't get to buy it. And so we'll have investment in this country, and to get paid back with what, you know, these, you know, what we are owed in some of their assets. So that's what President Trump is saying. Now, he's saying that they're happy about it. I don't think they're none too happy. From what Zelensky was saying, they're not at all happy about it. But I wanted you to see also, this is, his name is Bob Amsterdam. He was on Tucker Carlson. So I would really encourage you to go to tuckercarlson.com. Would you mind putting that songbird in the chat? Because tuckercarlson.com, look for Bob Amsterdam. He, I want you to play a little clip. He is a Jewish man, but he believes very strongly in everyone having religious freedom. And so he is horrified at what has happened to the Ukrainian church. They have been stealing, literally stealing the churches, so that the church is being gobbled up by other groups. They've beaten the parishioners. This is what it was talking about as far as of the Ukrainian church, as I was just reading from Nick Sorter. But I want you to hear what he has to say, what they've been doing to these people. And so he is working very hard to stop it, to expose it and to stop it. But unfortunately, so many in Congress were not willing to even give him a hearing. And the only one, the only Republican who did, guess who? J.D. Vance. He was willing, and he was exposing that this was evil, what was happening to the Ukrainian church. And so very thankful that this man, like I said, even though he's not a Christian, he believes very strongly in religious freedom, and he's fighting for the religious freedom of these people. It's amazing. What a great man. You got to watch the whole video. It's really, really great.
Are told that you are a Putinist. And Kasparov has summed it up. He's basically said, if you criticize Zelensky in any way, you're a Putinist. So the fact that he's destroyed civil society, he's destroyed a free media, he jails or sanctions or charges with treason his opponents, we're supposed to ignore all of that. Because if we mention it, or if I stand on a soapbox to scream that he's jailing and torturing priests, we are somehow disentitled to speak. We have this crazy adopted authoritarianism now, where we as a country of institutions have made a king out of Zelensky. We have allowed him to destroy every Ukrainian institution out there that's independent, and we've turned him into a king or demigod. And I will tell you that one of the instruments that was being used to attack me, for instance, was FARA.
The Foreign Agent Registration Act.
That's right. A journalist in the Washington Post, who we offered to interview all sorts of beaten priests, instead focused on me, tried to make it sound like I was in Putin's pay and somehow violated FARA, when I knew very well I had an exemption because I represent the church. It's been crazy. I've gone into meetings. Firstly, most Democrats, almost all Democrats, but a few, including Dick Durbin, who gave us a very respectful hearing, almost all Democrats wouldn't meet with us. Which really shocks me, because I've been a lawyer for 45 years. I generally get meetings when I need them. None. Republicans, on the other hand, often their staff at least, were willing to meet with us. One senator had the courage to stand up and speak out, and that man, God bless him, is now the vice president of the United States. He was the only one.
J.D. Vance was the only one?
The only one. Absolutely. And I will forever be in his debt, because he took the destruction of Christ's children seriously enough to raise it. And he was outraged that our government was allowing it. He didn't even go so far. I don't think he understood that we were, in fact, funding and supporting it. And there is a guy in the Ukrainian government, a Mr. Yelensky, not Zelensky, Yelensky, who's been in charge of the destruction of this church for years.
All right. So I wanted you to see that. That's another thing that's happening in Ukraine that you might not be have been aware of. And I've posted about it before, but this is a really great video. I encourage you to watch. I just posted the link, TuckerCarlson.com. Thanks, Songbird. And it look up Bob Amsterdam. And so great. I really appreciate him fighting so hard for religious liberty, and that they're beating the parishioners. They're jailing the priests. They're taking the assets, you know, calling it, you know, they're you know, Putin puppets, whatever. And this man's, you know, is not getting a hearing from the congressman. So what does that tell you? It's all, you know, they're all controlled. You know, it's just awful. Awful. All right, so this is Jeffrey Sachs. I've played videos of him before, and he's just really just a brainiac, and so very, very well versed in all of the international politics. And he was trying to talk to Jake Sullivan. He did talk to Jake Sullivan the day before Putin invaded Ukraine, saying, "Please just tell the world that you were not going to bring Ukraine into NATO." And Jake Sullivan refused. And that one refusal, that he could have had one sentence, and that would have prevented the war. He just say, "Ukraine is not coming into NATO," end of story. And that would have saved millions and millions of lives and all this devastation in Ukraine. But he wouldn't do it. This is why we are the righteous mourn when we have the wicked are in positions of authority. Check it out.
2021, I had an hour call with Jake Sullivan in the White House begging, "Jake, avoid the war. You can avoid the war. All you have to do is say NATO will not enlarge to Ukraine." And he said to me, "Oh, NATO's not going to enlarge to Ukraine. Don't worry about it." I said, "Jake, say it publicly." No, we can't say it publicly. Say, "Jake, you're going to have a war over something that isn't even going to happen?" He said, "Don't worry, Jeff, there will be no war."
Yeah. Jake Sullivan has blood on his hands. This is why, as I was saying before, President Trump has removed these people's their security clearance. And President Trump's coming for him. He's coming for him. There's no doubt about it. All right, here's something else for you guys to go and check out. This is and I'm not going to be able to play it right now because our time is running out. But this is a of course, it's a long, you know, the long video. But this is a interview of Secretary Marco Rubio by Catherine Herridge. And what was so great is that he said in the interview that he was giving this interview to an alternative news source. An independent journalist, because basically no one's listening to the legacy media anymore. Everyone's getting their news from alternative sources. So they're just so great. And she thanked Elon because being able to put this on X, people are seeing it, which they would not see it, you know, otherwise just on her channel. This is like this town square. I'm so thankful that I'm back on X. I'll pray I could get my original X account back. I have not been able, if anyone knows how to get it back, please reach out to me and let's see if we can get my original account back, because I really would appreciate it so we could reach more of our people who really had already joined our channel. And so I've been wishing for that since 2020. Anyway, he talked about a lot of things. He talks about the Russia talks regarding Ukraine. I mean, just so many great things he talks about. He talks about the cartels designation as terrorist organizations. He talks about they're going to get to the bottom of the Havana Syndrome. I mean, all these amazing things that he's talking about. Even goes into some of the things of Iran and Gaza. So it was just so great. And he says it's, you know, he prefers to give this to an independent journalist who won't slice it and dice it and put out sound bites, but someone who will play the entire thing in its entirety. And that's exactly what she did. And she did not overtalk him, and she did a great job just asking him questions and getting to the bottom of a lot of issues. It was really such a great interview. So I'm going to go ahead and post this in the chat. So for you guys, maybe this afternoon, you guys can watch that, because it's just really, really great. And it wouldn't be a bad idea to listen to it a couple times, because, you know, listening to him, I think he's really good at explaining this. And it's just very nuanced. And so rather than just how we normally have gotten it from the different sound bites. So it's actually like going to school on international politics. All right. So this was a great video where he's talking about this was a coup against our country, what we've experienced this past 4 years under Biden. It was they were trying to break America. This is what he's talking about on here. But before I do that, because our time is getting really, I don't want to be on here for 2 hours. All right. So here I want to read to you a little bit of Zephaniah 1. I've read many times to you Zephaniah 3. That's the one where it says the Lord will rejoice over you with singing and that type of thing. So here though, in Zephaniah chapter 1, he's talking about how he's going to have vengeance on these evildoers. The minor prophets were telling us this. They told us about this day would come when the vengeance of the Lord would be upon our enemies. Here you can see this is from the Major Clues from Minor Prophets. This book right here, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. I'll go ahead and pop the link in here. You can also go and share, if you can, the links to freedomforce.live/endtimes, because that I think can help people to get a little primer on the truth about end times, and they won't be afraid of it, and they'll be willing to really dig in and look into it more. Because in the past, it's just been a bunch of, what's the word? I've even heard something yesterday where they're like, I don't know. No one ever really knows. Well, I'm telling you, I know the truth about end times now. We know the truth about it. All right, so here in Zephaniah, he says, I will utterly consume all things off the land, says the Lord. Now, again, he's not talking about destroying the world. That's the way they've interpreted it. That's not what he's saying. He's talking about the evildoers. Consume all these evildoers off the land. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heavens and the fish of the sea, the stumbling blocks with the wicked. I will cut off man from the land, says the Lord. Again, it's talking, he's using broad language, but he's really meaning that he's going to cut off these evildoers. Because, of course, we know from other passages that he's rescuing humanity. I will stretch out my hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place and the name of the Chimerims with the priests. This is what he's talking about. These Baal worshipers are the Satan worshipers. This is what he's talking about destroying. I'm with them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops and them that worship that swear by the Lord and them that swear by Malcolm. These people who do all this perversion, this satanic sacrifice, all the Epstein Island things, all these men and women sports, the ones who, transgender, all this stuff, it's stopping. It's ended. Now, there are some people who literally have a mental disorder or so a hormonal dysfunction that they are confused. Now, the Lord is rescuing them. But those who've intentionally done this to harm the world and take down humanity, that knowingly have done this, they are the ones that the Lord is talking about here in Zephaniah 1. And those that have turned back from the Lord and those that have not sought the Lord nor inquired of Him, they've inquired of demons instead of inquiring of the Lord. Hold your peace at the presence of the Lord, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice and He has bid His guests to come. Who is this sacrifice? It's just like it talks about in Revelation 19, where it says, come, eat the flesh of kings and of all strong warriors. This is the day of the demise, the destruction of the criminal cabal, Antichrist. This is when it says eat the flesh of kings, it's very colorful language for destroy them and all that they have done to humanity. It'll come to pass in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as clothed with strange apparel, like this Mills person. She's wearing women's clothes. She's wearing strange apparel. Some of these are dressed in. Have you seen the thing where Barack Obama's got that crazy getup, with the, this is strange apparel. You see, Jack Smith was his name. He was dressed in very strange apparel, like a satanic priest, right? All these ones who've done this, and they've summoned up these demons to try to bring hell literally onto the earth. In that day, also, I will punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. All these who've lied and stolen from us. All these millions we've talked about that have just been bilked away from us. It'll come to pass in that day, says the Lord, that there will be a noise of a cry from the fish gate and a howling from the second and a great crashing from the hills. It's going to be a crash everywhere. Howl, ye inhabitants of Maktesh, for all the merchant people are cut off, cut down, and they will bear this, and they that bear silver are cut off. These thieves There's no gold in Fort Knox. These ones who've stolen all this, they will be punished. And it shall come to pass that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled with on their lees. They say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. He's not going to do anything about what we've done. And how many times have we heard that? How many times have we heard nothing's going to happen? These people are going to get away with it. They are never going to do anything. We're living in the day, I'm telling you right now, we're living in the day when justice is going to fall. And they now know it. Even actor Viktor Orban said he can see the fear in their eyes. He said that, you know, he says, don't count them out yet, though, because we're not done yet. He says we have to charge into battle. But they realize that they're in serious jeopardy. Therefore, their goods shall become their booty and their houses a desolation. They shall also build houses, but not inhabit them. They shall build plant vineyards, but not drink the wine thereof. The great day of the Lord is near. It hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry bitterly. Like he's saying, he's seeing they're getting teary-eyed. They're getting scared. The day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick blackness. Just like I was saying, I was reading at the very beginning from Joel chapter 2. It's not for us. It's not all this trouble on us. It's the trouble on these criminal cabal, the ones who've joined knowingly with the deep, the satanic criminal cabal. A day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon men. They will walk like blind men because they've sinned against the Lord. They won't have their security clearances. They won't know what to do. They're just going to be like blind. And their blood shall be poured out as dust and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. Jealous that they would worship Satan instead of the Lord. For he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Praise the Lord. How y'all like that? How do you like that? That's from BibleGateway.com. I read that from, that was a King James version of Zephaniah chapter 1. I love how the minor prophets are such a wonderful roadmap. If you're not familiar with that, if you can go actually on to freedomforce.live and listen to the audiobook of Major Clues for Minor Prophets. I think you'll really, really enjoy hearing about that. I think that's everything, you guys. Was there one more thing? Oh, this was the prayer. I'm going to pray that after I pray before we go out. But yeah, check this out. And also check out all of the links. These are wonderful links that you might not know about how you can get well. You might not know about methylene blue. You might not be. I really encourage you to make a green smoothie every day. These are things you can just get at the grocery store. You've got to get your health and because you know that the stuff in the grocery store you can't count on until RFK gets it cleaned up. Definitely go in and detox every day. Do the CBD every day. It'll stop this depression. It's amazing. We're living in the day when we are now knowing what to do for our health. So definitely check it. Here's the, when you go to freedomforce.live/health, you can see all the links. I've actually tidied it up a little bit. I'll put the link right here on my health page. And you can learn what silver can do for you, what methylene blue can do for you. That's where RFK was having the other day, how it can stop dementia. These can stop gallstones. This can be a natural antibiotic, so you don't take their evil antibiotic that kills your good your good flora in your gut. This can save your leaky gut with the black seed oil. The methylene blue can help with dementia. Anyway, check out the channel freedomforce.live/blue because that talks about more things that you can do to help your loved ones who might be experiencing signs of dementia. We're not gonna just go down without a fight. We're gonna fight for our health, and we're gonna soon. I just hope and pray that we're gonna soon have all of these chemtrails gone, like President Trump was saying. We will see the end of our enemies, and as like the song said, you know, we're just gonna have this beautiful day. What was the words again? What was it again? That beautiful song that I was. I've lost the page. But anyway, when tomorrow comes, we're going to see what the Lord has in store for us. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you. Thank you that you got this working for us today so that we could join together like we love to do. Thank you for the battalion of so sweet and patient with me until we got this working. We just praise you, Lord, and thank you that you helped us to get it working. And I thank you. And thank you that you are seeing us through all the tricks and the traps of the enemy, and that you're helping us to know what to do and how to protect our families, how to protect our and how to see through the lies. And thank you for these wonderful people. Thank you for Kash Patel, and thank you for Secretary Lutnick and Besant and Bondi and all these ones who've been raised to these positions of authority. Thank you, of course, for our wonderful President Trump and just all that they are all doing to set this right. Thank you for Elon. Bless each one of them to fulfill the role to get this job done so that we can have this beautiful day that is in store for us. Just here we are. Just every day it's going to get brighter and brighter and brighter. Lord, I just pray for each one on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them. And I just pray for us to be able to fulfill the role that you've given to us to help people understand the good news of the kingdom. That there's so many people who are in such fear and such just afraid because of the fear mongering they've gotten from the media and from the church. Lord, help us to help them to understand the wonderful truth that you are setting humanity free. You are going to destroy the enemy, and that we will be put in these positions of authority, and the righteous will rule. Thank you, Lord, and that everyone will rejoice because you will have good people in all these positions. Raise us into these positions. Prepare us for whatever you would have us to do, and use us in a way that will help to protect the innocent, protect the children, protect those who have been harmed, and to restore humanity. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you, and we thank you, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you guys. Let's play that little prayer. This is the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Scott Turner, as he prayed before the governor's ball dinner.
Father, for such a time as this, Lord. Father, we thank you for President Trump. Lord God, we thank you for the First Lady. We thank you for Vice President Vance and the Second Lady. Lord God, I pray that you will be an iron dome of protection around them and their families. Lord God, we thank you that you are a sovereign Father and you're a good, good Father. And tonight, Father God, I thank you for the governors that have gathered here. Lord, thank you for their service. I pray you will give them wisdom and clarity and understanding. God, I pray you will be with them and their families. Lord God, I pray and thank you for my colleagues in the cabinet, Father God, that are here tonight. Lord God, we know that you have ordained this time before the foundations of the world. And Lord God, we thank you. Father, we thank you tonight that as we gather and as we fellowship, Lord Jesus, that you would be glorified. And Father, as President Trump, Father, as the leader of this nation, Lord God, as he every day, Father God, leads and serves. Father, I pray that you would give him great favor. God, I pray that you would open his eyes to see like he's never seen before, that you would open up his ears to hear your voice. And Father God, you would give him divine insight and divine, Father God, just wisdom as he leads and serves this country. And Lord, tonight we pray that the joy of the Lord would be our strength, because we are happy tonight because you saw fit to bring us together. We love you. We honor you. And Lord, thank you for this food that we shall receive. I pray you will bless it to nourish our bodies, that we may build your kingdom. And bless the hands that prepared it and those that will serve it. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love you guys. I will see you on Tuesday. I love you, and I will talk to you later.